Welcome back to the JMB Neighbor Gamers Podcast. We are a couple of guys that enjoy video games, movies, and we're going to talk about our movie we saw this week, which was Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, movies entertainment. And I just got to introduce myself. My name's Bay, and I'm joined by my fabulous, awesome neighbor, Jay.
Woo! What's up, Bay? How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm looking at this package that Jay asked me to open during the podcast, and I'm like, wow, man, this guy's always has some kind of surprise or something for me to open up. And I'm gonna let you talk about your week.
Oh yeah.
And your fabulous weekend as I rip open this package.
All right, so it was a fabulous weekend, so shout out to Louisa and RJ, or you can also say formerly known as John. I will still call him John because I did ask him what he would like me to call him. And this story was held at the wedding, so congratulations. It's before sixth grade. So before anybody knew him before sixth grade, we called him John. And then anything after that, because our rotome told me like the night before that she made up the name RJ. So...
She made up the name.
No, because it, yeah. Ooh, hey. Ooh, good thing it's a good title. His name is Rudolph John.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I always know him as John. So, you know, shout out to Louisa and John. That being said, little background though. So, I was tasked to be his best man. And, you know, I was thinking about this way back when he announced it to me, told me I think it was almost a year ago. It's like, you know, COVID just kind of like makes everything blurry. But we did, he did tell me when we ate at Red Lobster with the family. So back then I was thinking about it, but I didn't know how I was going to do this. So I decided to kind of go with natural. I mean, like I run meetings at work, and I run huddles, like mid-shift huddles. But I decided to do it like this, like a podcast. So you influenced me a lot, Bay. So that's what I decided to do. And then the day of the wedding, I was sitting at the table, and the photographer and his crew, his camera guy, said, "We're gonna focus on you." It wasn't a podium. It was just kind of a stand with a mic, and we're gonna focus on you. And I said, I'm gonna do this a little different as a best man speech. I'm gonna interview them, and then
That's cool, man.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, thanks. So he, thank you. So he goes back to his camera guy, and then like they're discussing it, and I was like, he's shaking his head no. I was like, no. I have to do it this way, or else it just fails. So I go over there. So he comes back, and I go, the camera guy is concerned that Louisa and John are going to like look at me instead of looking at the camera. And I said, no, I'll go over there. I'll talk to them. I'll let them know what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring my chair out and sit in the middle of them. And when I ask for a response, I'm gonna hand the mic over. I'm gonna have their mic like up to their mouths, and they're gonna speak like so they can look at the camera instead of looking at me. So he was okay with that. So it was my turn, and you know, I was already several drinks in, and before that, like the best man tabler asked me, "Oh, are you ready? You ready, James?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I think I'm ready." So I went to get my drink. I forget what it was, and I tipped it over with my hand, and it was spilled all over the table. And they're like, "Yeah, you're ready." I was like, "Oh no, this is terrible!"
Wow.
Woo! So went over there, brought my chair over, and then proceeded with the interview.
That's cool.
It was very good. So that being said, so thank you, Bay. And we talked about Star Wars. I know you like those tauntauns.
So, let me say this, because while he was talking, I opened up this package and my jaw dropped. And I was still listening to you. Mm-hmm. But, Jay, man, so last week it was May the 4th, and I had mentioned, or we had asked each other, what was a toy that you missed on? And mine was a tauntaun. Mm. And Jay gets me this Star Wars Lego set that has the AT-ATs or the AT-ATs. What was it called? AT-ATs or AT-ATs?
I forget. Like, we should watch the documentary, the most recent ones, and then I just go whatever the filmmakers say. I think they said AT-ATs.
Okay. Well, the AT-ATs got the special snow stormtrooper, and it has a tauntaun.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Jay, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, man. This is so super cool.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we're 71 episodes in. If we weren't doing this before, I'd probably be sweating bullets, like trying to come up with a speech, and wouldn't be so modern doing the best man speech.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny because after the best man speech, I don't know if I look like an intimidating guy or not, but no, like I would say hi, but no one would say anything to me. Then I was getting drinks at the bar, and random people were coming up to me. I'm like, whoa, this is weird. But it's good.
Well, hey, it was good.
It's not weird, but it's good. Like, just because, like, I guess it opened me up a little bit more. So it made me get, because I doubt myself a little bit here and there. I always have this self-doubt that's lingering, even when people say good job or whatever. You know, part of me is just kind of thinking in the background, like, did I really do a good job? Or you just say, are people just saying that just to say it? So I got to take things about a little bit in face value and just accept. Because I'm really bad at receiving
compliments.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right, man. Yeah. And you know what? I tell you right now, as a compliment for us, boy, our downloads jumped up this weekend. And I was like, whoa, what in the heck? What went on here? What happened? And then Jay came in and was telling me about his weekend and this wedding. And I said, hey, you wouldn't happen to have been close to LA, have you? Were you? And he goes, yeah, why? I'm like, shoot, we got a whole mess of downloads from LA. So thank you, those listeners and new listeners.
Yes, thank you, new neighbors.
New neighbor gamers. And so let's talk about our show for today.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're going to divulge and express how we felt about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Also, a game that both of us picked up this weekend was Trek to Yomi. It's a beautiful black and white game, and it really reminds me of these old samurai games. And I'm trying to think back, and I believe it was Seven Samurai.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
That old one?
I did watch that. I watched that before Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think it's made like in the 60s.
Oh, yeah, it was badass.
Yeah. And you can actually, if you're like curious, you're like, yo, what are these guys talking about? You can actually find that on HBO Max.
Hey, it's finally something before your time.
Right? Oh, I'm looking here in my notes. It's actually 1954 that it came out. And another one that I think if you're into samurai stories and fights and stuff like that, is Yojimbo. And I might be saying
you're right.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah, they had Yojimbo like in Ninja Turtles. Like,
oh, really?
Do you remember him? He's like a rabbit, but he was a samurai.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's cool.
He had his ears right. Like kind of pulled back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like wearing blue from what I remember. That was such a cool figure.
That was cool. That was cool. Wow. So let's do this. Twitter first.
Okay.
And then we'll jump right into the multiverse. So Twitter, Westworld season 4 is coming. And boy, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see Dolores. I want to see Dolores again. I want to see the Men in Black. Well, you know, if they bring him back or not, or anything can happen in this Westworld. And going through this preview that I saw in Twitter, I was like, it gave me like chills. Oh man, I want to watch this. Because it's been 6 years since the last season came out.
Really?
6 years.
Dude, that's a long time.
So it came out in 2016.
Hmm.
And so here we are. And I'm not exactly sure when it's going to be released. But boy, I hope it comes in summertime.
Yeah, because you're about to cancel your HBO Max. They must be listening to this podcast. Like, oh, yeah. You got Kate Bay around.
I'm going to keep it now. I'm going to keep it now, at least for the summer, and watch me some Dolores Abernathy. So, and you said you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, can you tell me a little about it? Because I hear people talk about it at work, and I see it at Comic-Con. I think there was a panel at Comic-Con in Hall H. But I wasn't really listening too much.
Yeah, so what it is...
That's a bathroom break for me.
it's this crazy bathroom break. It's funny. So it's this crazy world, and it kind of it starts off in the Wild West. And what it is these rich people pay to go be in part of this actual. It's like a Disneyland, but everything is real in a sense that, you know, you got real people there, but the people you interact with are robots. And so, and the robots are there and they're just robots. And so they go through the motions. It's like playing a video game real life, because you can do stuff, you know, you can have relationships. You can just go shoot them up and be a bad guy. And you do all this in this West world. And what happens is, without spoiling a lot of it, is that you kind of imagine this, is that the robots start to remember stuff, start to feel stuff, and start to like question things. Mm. And are like, yo, what's going on here? You know, am I real? Am I not? And so it's an interesting journey. And it probably sounds familiar to some of the other stuff we've seen related to robots, but it's really well done. And Caleb, who was Aaron Paul, and he's from, that show with Mr. White. Man, gosh, what is that? Oh, Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, thank God I remember that. I'd hear about that later. But that's been blowing up in Twitter, and rightfully so. I think if you haven't seen it, catch up. Go to season one. Go through it. I think you'd like it, Jay.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's in Twitter. Other things in Twitter is related to Multiverse of Madness.
Okay. What were they saying?
They are capping on some guys, man, for being stupid and dying super fast.
Oh, I see. Like illumin. Oh, we're gonna spoil things a little bit.
Yeah.
Are we?
I think we have to.
All right.
In order to really
blow it up and talk about it, discuss it. So, all right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. LT spoiling. Go for it.
Yeah. Illuminati, and they're making fun of Dr. Richards, man, for just saying. Revealing, you know, what's his name? Black Bolt.
Uh-huh.
The revealing, oh, yeah, just wait until he even whispers, because he'll blow your face off, and then he turns and looks at Black Bolt, and dude's mouth is gone.
Like the Matrix, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, he tries to speak, and he's like, nah. Scarlet Witch is like, nah, your mouth, your face is gone, your head's gone. I was like, damn, Marvel went there, dude. They just blew his face up.
Yeah, they went there.
Damn.
And you know,
I like the whole crowd, and when I watched it, they're like, ooh,
right, right. And I kind of blew that setup.
Damn,
I totally blew that setup, because what it was Wanda was approaching the Illuminati.
Yeah,
and then here you are, you got this Illuminati, these superpowered people, and Wanda just freaking hands them all their ass.
She decimates all of them.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You see, Captain Carter, I can do this all day, and then all of a sudden she gets behalfed by her own shield.
Yeah.
So she's been holding back with the Avengers.
Oh yeah.
Well, I guess back then she didn't have the Darkhold, and she didn't have access to her Scarlet Witch power.
Right.
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 Yeah.
So let's start with this. Okay, tell me. Tell me your pluses for the movie.
Pluses. I like how they incorporated... I mean, Marvel's so good at interweaving, threading all these storylines, these characters, into a single one for a portion of it. And then... Excuse me. And then all of a sudden, like at the end of the movie, you know it's going to go somewhere else. It's going to reach out and touch another character, another storyline, another plot. So that's what I do like. I liked how to introduce another character, America Chavez. That's her name, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, introduced her. She's new. We don't know anything much about her. So just learning about her a little bit, her superpower, how she can't control it yet. And then having... I mean, you got to watch two things in order to understand this movie. You have to watch WandaVision, which people, I feel like, slept on.
Yeah.
Right? Because that was like the whole... I think that was after Avengers, after Endgame. And people are kind of like at a lull, and they're like, here's Disney Plus saying, hey, we're going to throw out these series on Disney Plus, on streaming. So, I don't know, like I would say, if I wasn't a Marvel fan, I would say, I'll just watch that later. I wouldn't be really into it, but as being a Marvel fan, I'm just like, all right, I'll just watch it and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And you have to watch it. It's like required material to watch to understand, like, why Wanda or Scarlet Witch is going through these motions, obtaining the Darkhold, and trying to get her children back.
Yeah, yeah. Or, yeah, the whole thing about her kids.
Yeah.
You're going to go in here into this movie, if you haven't at least watched some YouTube summary of WandaVision, and be like, yo, what happened to her kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so like, why is she so, like, why does she want her kids back?
Yeah, like, where do they go?
Yeah. And when you think about it, like, if you're a parent, or if you have like animals or whatever, and they passed away, they meant something to you, or if you have a parent that passed away and you just want to live and stay with them, and if you have a way how to access them, like, what would you do? Are you able to cope with it and let them be able to know that they've passed? Or if you have this ability to travel this multiverse to live another life with them, you know?
Yeah.
So she has that, and it's just like she has to choose, and she chose already.
Right.
She chose in this movie.
Yeah, you know what? Elizabeth Olsen, she was incredible. She was amazing mm-hmm. in this movie. I mean, she took the character from WandaVision and just continued with it. You know, we got a glimpse of this this Darkhold, right? This book, right? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
And then we got a glimpse of it at the end of WandaVision, and then you see her here in the Doctor Strange. You see, like, her fingertips are black.
Yeah.
You know, from using this book. You know, and then she carries on with this character, and she's like talking to Strange, and she's like, you know, hey, I'm giving you a chance here to just give it to me.
Yeah.
You know, and she just totally, she really mesmerized me. She was that good. Like, I was sitting there talking to my daughter. I'm like, man, she may get some awards for this. Cause, she was that good. I think she carried the movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny how, like, I haven't watched any of the trailers, but after watching the movie and looking at the trailers, it looks like Wanda isn't the antagonist,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how she totally is.
Oh, and she embraces it.
Yeah.
And she's, like, creepy and crazy.
Yeah, it's funny. At one point, she looks like a zombie, like, going through the sewer scene.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, limping around and stuff. Yeah.
And it's funny, that's not really her. That's an alternate version of her that she possessed. Mm-hmm. And that's jacked up. You know, she's like taking these things where she's like ghosting. I forgot what the term they use. And
sleep dancing,
sleep
dreaming,
sleep dreaming, yeah,
something
yeah.
like that.
Dreamwalking,
dreamwalker, yeah, yeah, something like that.
And she's just possessing another self of her in an alternate, in the multiverse.
Yeah,
and she's just going at it with, and she's harming that other Wanda's body.
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to touch on was visually, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
You're talking about these different worlds, and America and Doctor Strange are falling through the time travel.
Yeah, even the animated series.
Yeah, and they're changing from an animated version of themselves to like a paint version of them.
Right.
And then they get into this other world where red lights are go. Red means go, and green means stop.
Right.
It's like reversed, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just very, you know, interesting to look at. Now, as far as like negatives, anything? I imagine you enjoyed it. Okay, I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah,
right. But there were some things that I was like, oh man, I wish they didn't do that.
Huh,
did you have anything like that, or did you just thoroughly enjoy it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I only had like, I think that day, like less than, I was up for 24 hours that day.
Yeah.
And only had about 2 hours of sleep or something. So I haven't been up for 24 hours in a long time.
Oh, jeez.
I was still functional. And this movie kept me up. So if you and I were to rate it, I mean, we give our ratings later if you want.
Sure. You could tell me now.
Yeah, I would give it like a 4 or 4.5 out of 5, I would say.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like No Way Home where okay. I'd give that like a 5.
Right.
I mean, but it kept me up. I enjoyed the movie. I like where they're going. introducing new characters. As for negatives, I really can't think of any at the moment. I guess, you know what I would say, though? I would say, you know, you're really liking the CGI and stuff. I would say that there are scenes where I can now, I'm like, wow, I can tell that's CGI.
Yeah.
There are
kind of in the beginning, huh?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this looks like I can tell that this is...
CGI, it's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, you're right, because we're exposed to it so much.
Yeah.
Through video games and everything that we see, you know, things are so clean, right?
Yeah. And it's funny, when I was watching Endgame, like when I was at the theater, I couldn't tell.
Right.
I couldn't tell, like, weren't there at that scene where Captain America goes, Avengers Assemble? I did not know, like, a lot of that was CGI, honestly.
Oh, that's right.
They integrated it so well.
Yeah.
Versus this, it looks like when Strange is fighting the alien, it looks like, this looked like CGI.
Yeah. Wow, I'm surprised you said 4.5. And you know what? I enjoyed it, so I don't want to sound like I'm bashing it, but I would give it a 3.5. And I'm going to kind of explain myself, because I'm a people like, you know, I'm hating on me for not loving it. One of the things, I kind of touched on it, but it was the fact that the entire Illuminati was killed off.
Go ahead. I think they're killed off super fast because they wanted to showcase how strong Wanda, Scarlet Witch is.
But man, like Reed Richards was they split apart in spaghetti and just popped like a freaking balloon.
Right? I think because maybe she knows how to access that. You know, I wasn't really, really. I mean, he stretches. What else does he do? He's smart. He's the smartest dude in the world, or something.
He's supposed to be the smartest guy in the world, right?
That's what.
And not anymore. He's so smart that he freaking blew, you know, Black Bolt's secret power.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, don't tell the enemy what he's good at. Dumbass.
Hey, he's so smart that, you know, he just lets things go.
Shit, I don't know.
You gotta share knowledge, you know? Communication.
Wow, but you know, like, I kind of get it, but I don't like that they show us these different, you know, because everybody is planning, oh, hey, the Illuminati, this is going to, who's going to be in the Illuminati? Like, people are guessing that Tom Cruise was going to be Supreme Iron Man, or people are guessing that maybe Wolverine is going to be there, or Prince Namor is going to be there. And then you show them who it is, and people are cheering and shit. They're like, oh, yeah, this freaking Reed Richards, I knew it. They're all happy, right? And then they freaking kill them all. In within, you know, 5 minutes. Like, I guess the only one that didn't die was Mordo, right? Or did he die? I can't remember now.
I feel like all of them died.
Mordo died too?
I think so.
Oh, dang. I'm not sure. Okay. Well, somebody...
Oh, yeah. No.
He got trapped or something. And
yeah.
And he just ran off and left them.
Yeah. I think he's alive. Yeah.
Okay. So he's the only one.
Yeah.
But everybody else died, you know? And then...
Oh, the whole thing with Professor X, you know?
Oh, shoot.
Dude, that was like the 90s, the animated series, dude. Dude, yeah, I was like, whoa, baby, here we go, man. You got that chair and everything, dude. And then he gets his head cut. And she's like reaching out to the Wanda that's in Scarlet Witch. See, that's so cool.
Well, okay, so check this out. Okay, and I know I'm talking a lot.
Yeah.
But listen to me for a second. I actually think that this is how it could have been better for me in my eyes.
Okay.
Professor X,
uh-huh.
he's got this, you know, the mind power, right? Mind control. He goes into her mind, right? And he actually finds the good Wanda, who's stuck in like a freaking rabbit hole.
Okay.
Right? And, you know, you can kind of see her. She's like, yo, pull me out. She's right. Stretching out and stuff, right?
She's back in that rubble like she was in her childhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, oh, this is perfect. You know, he's gonna help her find and correct her ways.
Mm.
I felt like if they would have stuck with that and allowed him to help her that way and resurrect her and help her to find the goodness, then at least now we got X-Men and we can go on with the X-Men and have, like, you know, Wolverine and Cyclops and all these people come back. But no, Wanda jumps in and snaps freaking Professor X's neck.
Right.
Like there.
This is
like, bam, boom.
It's so crazy because this is a multiverse, right?
Right.
So this happened in that universe. So I'm sure that, like, if they really wanted to, they can go to another, because they opened it up with Loki.
I guess.
So I'm sure there's another Professor X out there,
right?
Like with the X-Men,
right?
Still alive, not part of that reality and that portion of that dimension.
Okay. All right.
It just opens up a lot because, like, you know, Loki, and then now they're like you have America. Who doesn't know her? She's alive.
Sure.
Yeah. So she, like, I don't know what her series. I mean, they can open this up and just go to wherever they want because she can go wherever she wants to. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Here's another thing I didn't like.
And then I think they needed to do that because they needed to save Wanda at the end.
Okay.
So she can see what she's doing, how destructive she is as Scarlet Witch, and then see that her children see her as Scarlet Witch. And then have the other Wanda, like, tell her, like, it's going to be okay. I'll take good care of him.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. So, I understand where you're coming from, though.
Yeah. Another thing, you know, here's just a tiny thing, is the one scene with the music notes when he's fighting.
I agree with that. Yes, I was going to say that, too, as one of the negatives. Yes, I agree.
Dude, that was freaking stupid, man.
But one of your children plays the violin, man.
Jesline was cringing. My daughter was cringing when she saw
no,
that.
No, she was.
She was like, what kind of note was that? That's not even a real note. You know, they're trying to throw some music notes and stuff. And she's like, that's stupid, Dad. That was dumb. Oh,
damn.
Dad.
All right. You're here, man. You know?
So now, I'm not hating on it. I did enjoy it.
Okay.
I'm giving 3.5 out of 5. I still enjoyed it. There's a lot that to step away and talk from. I actually liked America Chavez. I think they did a good job of not having her do a lot.
Yeah, because she's still learning. Like she's saying, she didn't know anything about her power.
You're right. And and so, hey, setting it up for something more, right? I also, you know, I thought that Benedict Wong did a good job, you know. He's always getting his butt kicked. He's like falling off sides of the mountains and shit.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting beat down. Like, it was good to see him do a whole lot more than just wave in a circle and open a portal and shit. You know, like he did a lot more. He talked more. He had more of a role in this. Elizabeth Olsen steals the show, no doubt. Rachel McAdams, I like her, and I was hoping they did maybe a little more with her, but it's fine. I get what her role was. She was, you know, a scientist.
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart, man, they totally wasted him. Like, bro. Like, I love Picard, right?
Yeah.
I love the whole Picard series, and I'm like, bro, man, they just snapped his freaking neck.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah,
like, dude, and why is he rolling out in a freaking yellow?
Dude, it's the 90s. That's why, man. It's the 90s one. These are brought back to, like, retro.
He got the Bumblebee.
Yo,
freaking,
dude, yeah, that's homage to us, babe. To the animated series, not no like other wheelchair. This is the real deal right here, man. This is the Professor X. I know
the yellow wheelchair.
Yeah,
okay.
Man.
Okay, Bumblebee wheelchair. it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
Recommend it.
How about the main character? What did you think about him?
Oh yeah, he was great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? When you see him now, and like his hair's different. Like, whoa, who's this?
Where's
your
beard, man?
Yeah. Like, where's your freaking fancy dude, man?
Yeah,
there's,
man,
like, no hair.
Go back to Doctor Strange. Just be like that all the time.
You know, and they totally, like, when he was crazy zombie dude.
Dude, that cape was awesome. He's like controlling the dead.
Yeah.
He made him a cape. So he can fly around. Dude, that's sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or how about when he's zombie guy and he's talking and got just like half a lip?
Yeah.
And so you're listening and he's it's kind of muddled. Or
yeah.
You can't understand him so much because he got one guy half a lip. Yeah. It's good. You know what? It's Sam Raimi, right?
Mm-hmm.
The director. He did a really good job.
Yeah. You can see his fingerprints over the his filming direction.
Yeah, most definitely. Mm-hmm. And here we are. We've got like Evil Dead, the game coming out.
Yeah.
And then they paid homage to having Bruce Campbell show up and he's like punching himself silly.
Yeah. Oh, they trolled us at the end if you stayed.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stayed. And then he was like, oh, is it over, right?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Because he was punching himself for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the stinger at the end? And Doctor Strange's third eye, because he got a hold of the Darkhold, so now he's
right, and that's stays true to the comics, so that's cool, right? I get that.
I was like, dude, Dumalu background back there, dude, where's he going?
So Charlize Theron shows up, right? And she's the woman at the end.
Yes.
And I what was she like? Who was she supposed to be?
So I had to look at it a little bit because I don't know too much about her character.
Okay.
I know that she eventually becomes Strange's wife.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, they're most definitely going to have another Strange.
Yeah. Well, it says like Doctor Strange will return.
Right. Now, Wanda's still alive, right?
I don't know. She dead?
I think she's alive.
She said she collapsed the Darkhold and nobody else can have this, so all the Darkholds are gone throughout the multiverses. So there's no more Darkholds.
You know, she's such a fantastic actress and character.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot let that go.
Because
right now, she's up there with me as far as like awesome villains.
Right.
You know, right next to Thanos.
Okay. Yeah, she killed all these Avengers, the Illuminati.
Oh, man.
She killed them like easily.
Now, do you see, are they talking about a WandaVision, another series?
I was just looking at IGN, and they were saying that she doesn't know what they're going to do with Wanda.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, if they really wanted to, they'd just let her die in that temple. I don't know.
I guess.
Unless
that's
they
a waste. That's a total waste.
Think of something down the line where she's alive, you know? Just,
yeah.
Maybe she's just making apples again. Farming apples. That's so funny how they have the apples and then like they have Cinderella. She's watching Cinderella next to it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I you know, when I enjoy the movie, you know.
I
almost feel guilty about giving a 3.5, but I think that's how I felt.
Okay. Because you're saying if we recommend it or not, I was like, definitely watch it.
Yeah. And watch it in a theater.
Yeah.
I love being there. I love having some food and stuff. I actually tried the chicken sandwich this time. Not as good as the burger.
Where'd you watch it at?
Angelica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as good as that. What'd you have the first time?
Dude had a freaking full-on burger the other time.
It was
and
super
that
good.
Was so good.
Whereas the chicken sandwich,
No, it was like the chicken nuggets put in the bread.
Dad, no.
Just saying, man.
Oh,
yeah, it was the chicken nuggets put with the lettuce and some mayonnaise.
Oh, no. Does all McDonald's have better chicken nuggets than them?
As close, right?
It's close?
Yeah, it's close.
So chicken nuggets from McDonald's is cheaper, so I would go for that.
I know, man. Get a whole 10.
You can get like sauce.
You get right now. You get a was it a 2 for $6 or something?
Oh yeah,
mix and match.
Damn,
man.
Baby, I gotta go.
not like I'm. You know, we're getting endorsed by them. You can go. You'll get a Big Mac or a quarter pounder. For $6 for those two. Or you can mix and match with
it. Dude, you put your chicken nuggets
piece.
In the burger. There you go, baby. Let's do it.
This is kind of gross.
It goes in the same place, babe. It goes in your stomach.
Mix and match.
It's all the same place, baby.
Oh, it does. You're right. Stir it up. Stir it up all together. Wow. You know what? It's fun conversation with that movie.
Yeah.
And to see how much it made... My goodness.
How much did it make?
$187 million.
Wow. $187 million.
Nothing is freaking close to it.
Where's the Batman?
He's whispering. Where's the money?
Whoa! Damn! Whoa!
or what Wanda would say, run.
That scene was cool, man. Yeah, don't talk to what Richard Reed, because he's going to tell the secrets of the Batman.
Yes, friggin', yeah.
He's going to say, oh, he has no superpowers.
He has no superpowers.
Take away his money.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go. Wow. Games, Jay.
Was so I made that much money. Is Sonic the Hedgehog still on there?
Sonic is still on there at number three.
Yo, I heard...
So, number two is the bad guys. Uh-huh. I don't even know what that's about.
What is that?
I don't even know what it's about for real.
What is that?
And then Sonic Hedgehog 2 is number three, and then followed by Fantastic Beasts. Yeah.
Yo, I gotta watch this Sonic, man.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good call.
Yeah.
You know,
we gotta go get Kevin and say, I bet you this, I'll watch it with you.
Do we have to watch number one, or can we just jump to two?
I feel like we have to watch number one.
Really? I don't think you have to.
No, I don't think so.
No, it's not like
we gotta go watch. Man.
Yeah, shoot. I've played the game. Oh, I know okay. Who Sonic is.
All right.
Okay, you made me right. What is that, like an hour? I can watch. I can squeeze that in somewhere. Shoot. But okay, so let's do some gaming stuff because, you know, PlayStation Plus, we've got May Games. Then we've got FIFA 22, Tribes of Midgard.
Which you and I played last year.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that? Would you ever go back to it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You know, it's hard for me now to go back to a game because there's always something new coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And to go back to that, like, unless we had a crew of people and we're like, you know, yo, let's just play Tribes of Midgard. Maybe, right?
Yeah, but if we had a night where we are like, dude, we're going to play this for sure.
Right. But I don't see those other guys wanting to do that either.
Yeah, right.
And then the one that you said that you kind of like was A Curse of the Dead Gods. What do you think?
Right. So I saw that game last year, but I was playing Hades last year.
Okay.
So I didn't need, and this game is similar to Hades. So I didn't need to play another Hades type game. And then I went back yesterday after I downloaded it and looked at reviews. Dude, like IGN gave it a 9.
Wow. 9? Because
it's like Hades, yeah.
Okay. And so it's got that same perspective, kind of like top down. Okay. All right. We're going to have to check that out. It's free, you know? Other thing in the news, Blizzard. You want to touch on that, Jay?
Yeah, Blizzard announced a new Warcraft mobile game titled Warcraft Arclight Rumble. So you can see the trailer right now. They didn't have a release date. You can go on, you can search it on Google and then get pre-registered on Google Play. And then Apple Arcade will be later on. But it looks like a tower defense, tower offense type game, if you're into that, like Plants vs. Zombies.
Okay. All right. I do like that. Anything else to talk about that Blizzard game?
It looks fun. The trailer showcases that you can, you know, it's a mobile game, so we got to catch them all type of deal. So I'm sure that you could either gain in-game currency or use your own money to probably Russian roulette some games. I mean, some characters and the characters that they're showcasing. It looks like that you're playing from the perspective of like a pinball machine, and the characters go up, apparently. And when the characters get destroyed or get killed, like their arms fall off, but like as toys. So it looks fun, I would say.
Yeah, you know what? And you also have another mobile thing announced here. And what I'm seeing is that these companies are really seeing the money rolling in from the mobile stuff.
Yeah, the EA announced a mobile Lord of the Rings game.
Wow.
And I'm curious, like, they just announced it and they didn't really say anything about it. So what's your history with Lord of the Rings? Like the movie and games? Because I don't think I've ever asked you this question.
You know what? I watched all the movies, right?
What would you give them? What? On a rating scale from 0 to 5.
Oh, I love Lord of the Rings, bro. Yes, the first cartoon with the Hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, man, I remember that. I remember watching that, and as a treat, our teacher let us watch it.
Oh,
and
that's a cool
we
teach.
Were freaking mesmerized mm-hmm. when dude shot the arrow into the little
scale, right?
Yeah, the missing scale.
Man, if we're close enough, man, I'll give you a high five because that's like the most memorable thing I have. Like one of the most memorable things watching in content to like movies and video games and TV series. That has to be right up there.
Yeah.
That golden dragon, super huge, and you see this guy with his arrow. He just shoots it into that little portion. This is like Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's spot on.
Right, bro.
That's spot on. And it's crazy because I remember it in my mind.
Yes.
And then, bro, I try to watch it like years later.
Yeah, is it hard?
I'm like, shit, man, it's freaking blurry as hell, man.
I watched it on Disney Channel.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So they've cleaned it up then.
I mean, this is way back then, like when I was a kid, when I got Disney Channel.
Yeah.
It's like on the freaking cable box, dude.
Okay.
On the time, but they weren't always Time Warner. I forgot what they were called before.
Roadrunner?
Right. Something like that back then.
Time Warner. I think it was Time Warner.
Something like that. Yeah. I forget how far back they go. Yeah. They've been bought so many times, but it was this like old cable box. It was brown, looked like wood, looked like the old ass Atari,
right?
And you press the buttons and the digital like display was like black and red.
Okay.
And I waited all day, and then I remember Disney Channel came up, and one of those days that movie showed up, and it was so sick.
And so let's fast forward to some of the games, right?
Yeah,
there was Shadow of Mordor.
Okay.
And then there's Shadow of War.
Did you finish any of those?
I finished the first one. I don't think I finished the second one.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I wanted to love those games, but I think I got Destiny syndrome.
Destiny,
yeah. See, yeah, you know it, man. Let me take a break from Destiny and play those other games, you know?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're playing this Lord of the Rings game and you're feeling it, and all of a sudden I'm like, but you know, let's go play some Destiny.
Yeah, because your buddies are hitting you up on the chat.
Yeah, let's go raid, man. Let's go jump. Let's get the mythal class.
Yeah, man, we're in orbit, man.
Yeah, they're waiting for you. Don't say that, man. You say we're in orbit, I'm there, baby. But
oh,
just going back to the movies real quick, what's your favorite of the trilogy?
Ooh. Man, that's hard. Yeah. What's the last one? Is it the Towers?
It's the Return of the King.
Return of the King.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
Dude, yeah, I would say that. I mean, every time I'm on a plane, because I get a little nauseous.
Yeah.
But when I'm not nauseous, those are my go-tos to watch.
Right?
It's just Lord of the Rings all the way.
Yeah, and you know what? They're coming out with an Amazon series.
Oh, man.
Do you think they're going to mess it up?
I don't know. I get so cautious with that. I discontinued my Amazon Prime.
Oh, you did?
2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't really order that much. I'm looking at my order history. I'm like, it's very sporadic.
Okay.
So I'm curious. Because I know you and I discussed this last podcast. So I'm curious, like, when I do order something, how it's going to affect it. Because I haven't been without Amazon Prime for so long.
Yeah, is it going to be really expensive or what?
I'm so curious.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but I don't know. Hopefully they don't mess it up because like I have this, I would say Lord of the Rings is right up there with Star Wars and all this Marvel series for me.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings just hits a button for me.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that Sword of Aragorn's, dude. Woo!
Right. All the characters are well done. Even your buddy, man. You're my precious.
My precious.
Schmeagol.
Me precious. Schmeagol.
Oh, dang. You do that so well.
Does it really?
I just set you up for that because I want to hear your version of it.
Schmeagol. Me precious.
Oh, my God. That movie's done so well. I hope they don't mess this up. If they, you know, put in something weird and they change something around, I'll be kind of annoyed. And there's such a huge following for it.
It's like the rings of what?
I don't know.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? I am curious about it.
Yeah.
Like how far in the future? Is there a prequel? I don't know anything about it.
I don't know. But something for us to kind of study for the next podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. So we were talking about that. You talked about the mobile version, this Lord of the Rings. You got to talk about this Sifu update, man.
Yeah, so Sifu update. It was released last week, and I has like a story mode, which is I didn't dabble in that, but I did dabble in their expanded training mode. And let me tell you, I got lost in it. I mean, you can set how many enemies to attack you, and you can access your skill set. And there are some moves in this game that I did not do.
Really?
Yeah, my first playthrough was like 12 hours, and my second playthrough, when you get familiar with the game, I beat the whole game in about an hour and 45 minutes.
That's freaking crazy,
bro. I mean, I'm not a speedrunner or anything, but when you look at like before and after, like when you're familiar with the game, like it teaches you. Like it teaches you as a player,
yeah,
as a human, to get good at this game. And when you're good at this game, you get really trained well at this game. It's like working out or like going for a run or competing. That's how it feels like.
Now, the one thing that I remember with Sifu is the parry mechanic.
Yes.
Is very satisfying.
Yes. So I stayed in this training mode for like, I was like, I'm just going to take a look at it. I spent like almost an hour just parrying, dodging, looking at all these moves, these combo setups, just because it's so engaging.
Right.
I love me some parry, man.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I do like parrying in Elden Ring, but it's so hard. And when you get hit in Elden Ring, you're like, it damages you.
Right.
But in Sifu, it does damage you too, but I don't know, it just feels more satisfying.
I think it's because of the control.
Yeah.
You know, you feel the impact of it, and so it helps you to respond and do something because it's more satisfying to feel that way.
Yeah.
Man, we got some dogs barking in the background. But that brings us to Trek to Yomi, because that's one thing, and I'm going to make a little mental note of that, that parry from Sifu.
Uh-huh.
Compared to the parry to Trek to Yomi.
Okay, tell me about it.
Is different.
Because I only played like maybe like 20 minutes to it. I got to the third shrine, but I was... The things I do like about this game is the setting. You're a samurai, you're a kid, you're learning, your master is taken away because there's like these, these rebels coming into the Vader town.
Yeah, some kind of raiders or something.
Right. And it's all in black and white, kind of like that Seven Samurai style. So it looks beautiful on these like OLED screens.
Yeah.
And your character wants to take care of his friend. It's a female friend. And you're buying apples for her and stuff before you try to find your master. So I only attacked like a few enemies.
All right.
And I did, because you know it has parry, so I'm all for parrying. It feels kind of easy.
It's very easy.
It's like the length of time to press the L1 button. You don't have to be precise.
No.
Right?
No. You could just bash away at it.
All right, go ahead. That's all I have. That's all I got in this game.
But you're right, because the parry isn't as satisfying. Like we were talking Sifu. Boom, you hit it, right? You hit the parry, and then you follow up with a counter, right? And you jam the guy up. With Trek to Yomi, is not that way. And I think what happens is this. Okay, it's a samurai game. So you want to stay true to the samurai and the way they fight, right? You know, you're not going to do some jump freaking kick, you know what I mean? Or jump throw your samurai sword and that kind of stuff. So it's very standard with, you've got a normal attack. And then a heavy attack, right? But then your other stuff you got your, I think it's kunai that you throw, right? And then you've got a bow. And then you got this thing that's like a mortar. It's like a shotgun that will shoot for a far distance. But it's not necessary to use those things. You know what I mean? Because that parry is so easy that boom, parry, wait. Okay, this guy, you can only do normal strikes, okay? And then you find the rhythm of it very quick, right? Okay, normal strikes, okay, heavy strike. And it becomes a little simple, very, very simplified.
Oh, so it's not like Returnal where it beats you down.
No.
So now it's too easy. How can we satisfy you, babe?
I know, man.
How can we satisfy you?
I know, man. I'm so complex. This is crazy. And it's hard because here I am, and I don't know what to play. I've got like all these games to play.
Uh-huh.
And Jay loaned me Miles Morales.
You did. You showed me a photo. You shot me a photograph of it. It's sick,
dude. It's so beautiful.
Uh huh.
And I'm like, I can't play it because I got to devote my time to Trek to Yomi.
Uh huh.
And I'm like, shit, man, this game is not that great.
Oh, there you go.
You know, and it's hard that way. You're like, oh gosh, I want to play. Do I play something I want to play, or do I play something that I feel like I have to because I, you know, want to make a review.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's fine because we want to help our audience give you an idea of, hey, should I spend my $18 to $20 on the Trek to Yomi? Now, it's worth $20, right? Now, there's other games like and I'm not going to say a lot about it because we're running out of time. But next episode, I'll talk about Tiny Tina. And I'll let you know, like, hey, what I think of that. But I went the Game Pass route, and I'm kind of glad I did. I haven't played a lot of it just yet, but I'll leave it at that. But Trek to Yomi for me is worth the $20.
Okay.
Okay. And I would give it a 3. I would give it a 3 out of 5.
All right. Yeah, a lot of the reviewers were saying it's like a 70. I would say.
Yeah.
70 out of 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, how's the story?
It's okay. It's a revenge story.
Oh.
You know, your master's been killed.
Yeah.
I'm not at the point, but I probably am thinking that the girl gets killed too.
Oh, no.
No. I'm not sure.
Right? Oh, no. I'm so sad.
I haven't completed that section, but, you know, you're building up. You're fighting all these monsters. I mean, how this girl, these bad guys and monsters and stuff, how's this girl going to be still alive after all that point? But it's fun.
Okay
I'm not mad at the game.
All right,
beautiful to look at.
Oh yes,
most definitely.
You know what else is beautiful to look at?
What's that?
My platinum trophy on Elden Ring, baby. That took like 70 hours. I too am like the Alboros about this you know, Elden Ring, and then they give you that platinum, so now I'm calling myself Platinum Lord. Because the whole goal is to be an Elden Lord. But, you know, I got to put this little spin on it.
Hey, man, I'm right there for you because I ain't got no platinums yet.
It's all right.
But I think this Miles Morales.
Yeah, you can do it.
I hope you don't mind me holding on
to
it.
No, do it.
Because I think that's one where I could platinum.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. That game, I would say, like, if you're not having fun with Tiny Tina and Trick to Yomi, just play that game. Play what you like, because we did this. You already did your impression. You did your review about it. And just play it. Enjoy it.
Right. Now,
enjoy the venom.
It looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, the screenshot I showed you. So I showed the screenshot of him kind of. It's New York, right?
Right.
So he's soaring through New York, and I got a little glimmer of like light shimmering on him as he's swinging through the city, and it looks fantastic. And so, yeah, it's like hard. This game is the first game they released from the PS5, right?
Right. Like, so one of the first things.
Yeah, so it's over a year old.
Yeah.
And it's still freaking awesome to play.
Can you believe what they're going to do with the Wolverine? I can't wait. I'm so curious what they're going to do with that, man.
Oh, well, how about this? You sent me the Dark Knights? Is that what you sent me?
Yeah.
That looks fantastic too, man.
Okay, all right.
I'm looking forward to that. I don't know about Darkwing flying on a friggin'
Fortnite thing.
Yeah, a Fortnite glider, right? He's like soaring around on a glider and like, whoa, man, this is too Fortnite for me. You know, put him on something else. Let him swing around or something,
right?
Like Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks good. Yeah or no? No?
I don't know. I'm like looking at this game, and I'm looking at the gameplay, and I'm trying to figure out which type of character I would play. And I'm watching Nightwing. I'm like, why is he like doing all this acrobatic stuff? It looks kind of funny to me. Yeah. Like, he's like posing and like he's doing the gymnastic thing, right? Like, you know, after the horse and they land and they pose and everything. He's doing that. I'm like, why are you doing that? Like, I'm fighting these baddies. That makes me. That actually made me chuckle.
Cringe a little bit.
In a bad
way. Well, you know why, man. He's freaking Robin.
I know.
He's freaking Robin,
bro.
I know.
That's why he's like, makes him bad.
He's green tights, Robin, man.
I don't mind it, but like, well, actually, I do mind it, but It just made me laugh in the wrong way. I'm like, that looks kind of cheesy. I wish they didn't do that.
Okay.
Just because, like, you're, I don't know, man. I mean, gymnastic area, the ambience. Yeah, do it. I mean, that's all you.
Well, they only showed the two characters. Oh, yeah. They showed you know, Robin or Dark Knight, and then they showed Red Hood.
Right, in Red Hood's gameplay, he's shooting guns and stuff.
Yeah.
And with me, if you know me, I'm more about, like, melee.
Yeah.
So if
your melee guy's doing, you know, spins, pirouettes.
No, I'm not hating on it like so bad. It's just like it's the way how he's doing it there. I'm like, I don't know, man. Why? And then he does it like the enemies are so far from each other. And if you played like Arkham City, any of those Batman, the I love the fighting in that.
Yeah.
Because Batman would just like wail on him, and then when there's an enemy like maybe like 6 or 7 feet away, like he would lunge towards them. This guy's like flipping and doing some other like obscure moves that look kind of like.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Now I'm going to throw something at you.
And he's like posing like in between the audience. Come on.
Now, okay, you think of all those moves,
uh-huh.
and then you put him in a Spider-Man outfit. Does that change your perspective?
It does, because Spider-Man's not posing. When he does pose,
he's not doing the little thing like this.
That looks, you know, okay,
he's
though.
Putting his webs.
Yeah, that looks all right because he's it's functional. He's okay. Not just like doing like he's like
looking his, fancy posing.
Yeah, his celebratory like pose, like he beat everybody.
Okay, pumping his fist.
No, he's doing that Y pose, you know. That's what he did. That's what I noticed. I was like, oh no. I mean, if the transitions were a little bit cleaner, I would like choose him as a main character. So I'm curious how Batgirl and what's the other person? I don't know whoever the fourth character is. I don't remember.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah, so I'm curious how this is gonna play out. As for it looks, I don't know. It kind of looks like a.
It looks like Spider-Man.
Because to me, it kind of looks like a last gen game.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I wasn't very impressed.
I mean, I'm looking at it on my phone. Maybe that's why.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought it looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah? No?
It didn't look like a Ratchet and Clank to me.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was looking at it on my phone when you send it, so I thought it was okay.
I mean, like, if you were to get an item play or co-op, yeah, I'm down to play it.
Right.
But if we're looking at it, like, graphics-wise, I don't think it looks like any of those games.
Now, when you're looking at these games and you're trying to figure out which one you're going to play next.
Yeah.
What does price point mean anything to you or just how it looks as far as the gameplay?
Gameplay.
Okay.
I don't really care too much about how much I pay for it. If it's right. Like, I know it's either going to be $70.
Sure.
If it's less than that, then I'm happy. But if it's going to be $70, I'm very prepared to pay for it.
Okay.
So with that game, I know it's Warner Brothers, it's Batman, it's going to be $70.
It's going like to be a normal $70 game.
On top of that, I mean, they got rid. It's going to be $70 because I'm sure you can't pay less than that because it's not going to be on the last gen. Hmm. They got rid of it.
That's right.
Right.
Okay, so if you're on a PS4 or an Xbox One, you're going to miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the amount of inventory is increasing so people can jump on getting that next-gen console.
Right. I totally understand. It's hard. Because they stated that it would be, like, when it was first announced, like, 18 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think, like, so many delays, and they're just have to do it.
Now, one game that I'm putting an asterisk next to, and it comes out this week, is Evil Dead the Game.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know. You're going to have to tell me. You're going to borrow it from Gamefly, right?
I don't know if it'll come in time for me to have him play by the weekend.
I don't know. What is it? What do you know what type of game it is? I don't know too much about it.
It is going to be a little bit of a story, all right? But it'll be, I think, third person from what I remember. It's going to take the characters from Evil Dead, and I'm not sure if this is probably going to be the first one, so we're talking like Ash. I'm hoping you can play as Ash, but it's a horror type game, so I don't think it's going to be like Resident Evil Village, right? But it'll be more quirky, comedy, a little bit funny, and I'm kind of leaning towards, you know, like Limit Back for Blood, you know, with some comedy elements. So we'll see. It's not going to be big hordes. I don't think it's going to be big hordes of zombies like Back 4 Blood. But the whole like the animation will be similar to that. So that's where I am with that. I'm looking I want to try it. I need to look at gameplay a little bit more, but that's the one that stands out to me this month, because I'm looking at this PS Plus games and I'm not going to play Tribes. Maybe I might play FIFA just to experience it and say I tried it, mm-hmm. right? But I'm not a big soccer fan, and I'm sorry for our peeps in India that love soccer and around the world. I just don't want to play it on a video game, okay. soccer. Mm-hmm. And then this Curse of Dead Gods, I might try that.
Yeah, try that. It's free. I mean, it got like good reviews.
Yeah, yeah. What about you? What do you think is going to be the next game you pursue?
I'm going to continue with this Truck to Yomi. And then if I'm feeling the same vibes that you are, then I'll probably just discard it and then try this that Curse game.
Okay.
And then in June, oh man, it's Fighters Galore. And that's one of my favorite genres. If not my number one genre, it's fighting games. It's going to be that DNF game. It's going to be Capcom's Fighters, you know, with Darkstalkers and Street Fighter and like Power... I don't know if Power Stone's on that. I don't remember. But I hope one of the guys gets it from our neighbor gamers crew so we can beat down on each other and yeah, play.
Because, you know, if I play it, I'll just be a freaking punching bag.
I feel so bummed out because one of the best men, J.U., he brought Street Fighter from the SNES mini consoles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just wish I had more time to go up there and just play. Because we did play in Austin, and his Blanca's legit, man. I was like, really? Oh, man, yeah.
That's cool.
Man, I wish we had the time to play. But, I mean, you know, in the future, hopefully you can get down up there, or he can come down here, and we can play.
Yeah, or maybe do some online, right?
Yeah.
Could you do that?
We could. I don't know if he has a PS5 or not.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow. Jay, we covered a lot, man.
Right.
Anything I miss?
No, you did great.
Hey, man, your part of the show was awesome, bro.
Oh, thank you.
So that's all I have. Any last comments?
Yeah, so I started with John and Luisa, and I'm going to end it the same way. So, John and Luisa, love you both. Always will be there for you. Also, be kind to yourself and be kind to others, everybody.
All right, take care. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye.